really good to be here with all of you. My name's Greg, and it's an honor. Let's do some yoga. Sit tall. Roll your shoulders back and down. Lift up through the center of your spine. And close your eyes. We'll begin with a simple 2-minute meditation, centering. Just taking a moment now, taking a few deep breaths. And let yourself really land here and now. Whatever's going on outside in life, whatever's going on after practice, for this next 90 minutes, you've dedicated this time to yourself. Yoga is an ancient science of bringing health to the body, peace to the mind, awakening the spirit, harmony on all levels of your being, and harmony between you and the world in which we all inhabit, and beyond. Relaxing the muscles of your face, relaxing your belly. Don't suck in your belly. Let it soften. Let the belly hang out. And just be natural. Just be you. Feel your breath gently coming in and gently moving out. Relax the mind. Your hands to heart center, palms together. Lifting your heart space a little bit. And maybe the tiniest little lift of the corner of your lips. Just for you, a little smile, maybe a big one. You made it to your mat. So good. We'll begin with 3 ohms, connecting the group together. Exhale. Deep breath in. Call and response, the unification mantra. It's for connecting support and creating supportive group energy, intention. Repeat after me. Om Sahana.
Om Sahana.
Bhavatu.
Bhavatu.
Sahanau.
Sahanau.
Bhunaktu.
Bhunaktu.
Saha Viryam.
Saha Viryam.
Karavavahai.
Karavavahai.
Teja.
Teja.
Svina.
Svina.
Vari.
Vari.
Tamastu.
Tamastu.
Mavit.
Mavit.
Vishavahai.
Vishavahai.
Deep breath in, one om, three quick shantis. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. The light in me honors that in you, in all things. May we see that in each other, honor each other. Namaste. Bring the left palm onto your heart, right hand over top. Lift your heart, take a deep breath in, deep breath out. Slightly tuck your chin, look into your heart space. And just for one moment, offering the tiniest little seed of a thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing this space. The meaning of the mantra that we just chanted, may we all work together, may we be supported in all of our endeavors, and may there never be any animosity between us. May we all experience peace, peace, perfect peace. Bring your hands onto your knees, sitting up tall. You can keep your eyes closed at this first part. For those of you who are beginners to the practice, yoga is a thorough system. It works on many, many levels of our being to purify, to awaken prana, releasing stored emotions, helping to expand awareness into the parts of our being that were previously unaware. So it's bringing the light into the shadows, metaphorically, on all levels. And when this happens, sometimes stuff comes up. Right? Emotions come up, interesting thoughts, distractions. The mind's going to wiggle and go all over the place. Like any discipline, if you've ever practiced anything else that has a discipline level, knowing that whenever the mind wanders, just come back. Just try to be present with what you feel. Bring in kindness, lightness, so don't get too serious. And try your best to stay with your breath. That'll be your anchor throughout the practice. Okay? And let's see where we go. Sitting tall, starting with Kapalubhati, forceful exhalation. Don't think of the inhale, you just think of the exhale. Out of the mouth or the nose, and as you exhale, pump your navel in sharply towards the belly, creating an expulsion from the root all the way out. If you're pregnant, don't do this. Migraine headaches, sinus issues, take it really gentle. Sit up tall. Exhale completely. Halfway, inhale. Relax your belly, mouth or the nose. Start off with me. Relax. 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 Pump, relax. Pump, relax. Pump, relax. Close your eyes. Pump, relax. Pump, relax. This is the first part that you get your focus going. Focus your mind. Let go of the external. Be totally present with what you're doing. More experience, you can do double time. straight. One, and exhale, everyone. Empty your lungs all the way. Fully, fully exhale. Hold your breath out. Squeeze up on your pelvic floor. Contract your base. Contract your bathroom muscles. Lift your spine. Deep breath in. Hold your breath. Keep the pelvic floor lightly contracted. Squeeze your chin to your chest and then pull the chin back, making a little lock at the bottom, a little lock at the top. Lift your heart. Hold only with your capacity. Lifting your chin. Exhale, relax. Relax your pelvic floor. Inner smile. Feel a nice inner heat. Beautiful. Reach your arms out to the side. Interlace your fingers above your head. Release your index fingers, thumbs crossed, like a gun position. Pull your arms back and try to hug in the biceps, palms together. The next one, breath of fire, Bastrika, creating an inner heat and expanding the whole magnetic field, increasing prana, oxygen, and life force. Oxygen and prana, life force. Breathing in and out through the nose, the inhale matches the exhale. If you're pregnant, don't do it. Migraine headaches, sinus issues, take it very gentle. So listen to your body first, listen to me second. Lift up through the nose, begin. So you find a pace that works for you. Make sure your inhale is the equal sound to your exhale. If your inhale is louder, fix it. Inhale, exhale, equal volume. You got it. Good correction. Close your eyes. Lift your spine upwards. Keep your face relaxed. Let the mind relax here. Let the mind relax. We don't want to be in the mind too much in practice. Let the mind relax. Close your eyes. 10 seconds. Can you lift higher? Everyone breathe stronger. 5, 4, 3, 2. Exhale completely. Empty your lungs all the way. Keep your arms up. Full breath in. Hold your breath, squeeze your pelvic floor, just 5%, Mula Bandha. Lift your spine, heart center. Squeeze your chin to your chest and then pull the throat back. Lift your heart bone up. Keep your base squeezed. Inner smile. Lift your chin. Exhale, release the arms. Palms open. Take 2 deep breaths and just feel. Eyes gently open. Come up to a standing position. Good job. Stretch out your legs, stretch out your shoulders. So cultivating that inner awareness. And now we move into the asana, the posture portion of practice. Toes facing forward, arms down by the side, feet together. Come up to the top of your mat. Press down equally through the bottoms of your feet, slightly contract your thighs, and then stand with a proud posture. Eyes are softly open, so you're looking forward, but your eyes are relaxed, so I'm kind of blurry. It's called the outward-inward gaze. This is drishti. Keep the eyes soft throughout practice. And now the last, most important tool, ujjayi breathing. Start breathing in and out through your nose. So breathing in 3 or 4 seconds. Eyes open. Breathing out 3 or 4 seconds. Continue for a few breaths. I just want you to feel standing tall with nice, deep, equal breathing in and out through your nose. So beginners in the practice, simply be aware of your breath. And all I want you to do today is, as much as you can, notice what's happening to my breath. Every moment, every pose, what's going on with my breath? That inquiry alone will take you to another level of your practice. For experienced practitioners, let's start ujjayi, squeezing the muscles at the base of your throat, creating a little pinch in the throat, so that when you breathe in, you breathe out, there's the sound of friction, sound of the ocean. Maintain that sound throughout the whole practice. Let's move. Inhale, reach your arms forward and up. Ujjayi. Exhale, reach forward and bow. You can bend your knees if you need to. Step your left leg a big step backwards, left knee on the floor. Keep your fingers and thumbs down. Lift your heart up and forward. Look up to the ceiling. Take two or three breaths here. Different breath, different length. Work with your capacity. Shoulders backwards. Nice, ujjayi. Sink your hips. Lift your heart. Look up. Inhale. Hold your breath and come to a high plank position. Shoulders over the hands. Bring your knees to the floor. Chin forward. Exhale, lower just your chest and chin to the floor. Look forward. Butt is up in the air. Take two or three deep breaths here. Your heart is on the floor. Heart is on the floor. Bring your chest on the floor, but keep your hips up in the air. Hug your elbows in a little bit. Elbows in close to the side body. Elbows in. Elbows in. You got it. Bring your hips down to the floor. Squeeze your feet together and point your toes backwards. Press down through your feet. Using your back muscles, lift up to a low or middle cobra. About 90% of the strength is in your back, everyone. Just about 10% on your hands. Squeeze your ankles together. Keep your breath flowing. Really good. Press down on the floor. Lift your heart up. Draw your shoulders back. Look up. Come down. Press down your hands and push your hips all the way up and backwards to downward facing dog. Press your pelvis to the back of the room. Take two or three breaths here. Look at your hands for a moment. Spread your fingers wide. Press down equally through all the parts of your hands, so feel the earth. If your back is sore, bend your knees so your chest presses closer to the floor and that loosens up your lower back. Take one more breath. Let your head hang down. Let your head hang. Reach your heels towards the floor, and they may or may not touch today. Step your left foot forward between your hands. Drop your right knee to the floor. Come high on your fingertips. Look up to the ceiling. Relax your forehead. Breathe deeply. How much can you get that breath flowing? Your organs, your muscles, your mind, your brain, nervous system. Your energetic nadis, meridians, flood with breath. Shoulders back, sink your hips, lift up, and then step to the top of your mat. Bow forward with your feet together. Fold down. Take one breath here. Press down your legs. Draw up your thighs. Reach your chest towards the floor a little more, forehead towards your shins, and a little smile. Press down your feet, reach your arms forward and up. Inhale, lift up. Lean backwards. Exhale, hands to your heart center. Eyes open, hands down to the side, proud posture. One breath, one movement. Inhale, arms up. Lean back. Exhale, reach forward and down. Fold all the way. Inhale, step your right leg back, knee down, press down your hands, lift your chest, look up, hold your breath, come to a high plank position, bend, exhale, knees, chest, chin to the floor, butt up in the air, hips down last, inhale, cobra, squeeze your ankles together,
breathe and fill your front body. Exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Move gracefully. Inhale, right leg steps forward. Press down your fingertips. Drop your back knee to the floor. Look up, shoulders back. Step to the front. Exhale, fold. Forehead to shins, little smile. Inhale, arms up, doing great. Breathe in, lean backwards, lift your heart bone, hands to your heart, exhale. If you understand this instruction, make your spine long. Inhale, arms up, every pose, the spine is long. Exhale, long spine, bow forward, forehead to shins. Left leg back. Inhale, soft gaze, look up to the ceiling, breathe in. Hold your breath, high plank. Exhale, knees, chest, chin to the floor. Shoulders away from your ears, hips down again. Inhale, cobra, squeeze the ankles, press down your feet. Press back, downward facing dog. Stretch for a moment. Inhale, right foot steps forward. Breathe in, look all the way up. Shoulders away from ears, lift up chest. Step to the front, exhale, bow, fold, bow. Inhale, arms to the sky, breathe in, lift up. Hands to your heart, exhale, soft eyes, nice proud posture. Inhale, arms up, breathe in, back bend. Bow forward, exhale, fold. Inhale, left leg back, knee down, fingertips press down, look up. Hold your breath, high plank, then exhale with control, knees, chest, chin, elbows in, nice. Hips down, inhale, cobra, breathe in, look up. Exhale, downward facing dog, press back. Left foot steps forward, right knee down. Inhale, high on your fingertips. Look up, hands to the floor for the classical one. Look up. Step to the front, exhale, fold, and bow. Forehead to your shins. Inhale, arms lift up. How's your Ujjayi breath doing? Look up. Hands to your heart, exhale. How's the expression in your face? Many factors to be aware of. Inhale, arms lift up. Bow forward, exhale. Turn off the mind. Just let it roam. Right leg back. Inhale. Sink your hips. Breathe in. Lengthen your spine. High plank. Hold your breath. Then exhale. Knees, chest, chin. Chin forward. Hips down last. Inhale. Cobra. Squeeze your ankles closer. Press down your toes. Downward facing dog. Spread your fingers more. Press back. Inhale. Right foot steps forward. Left knee down. Stretch your hips by sinking them down. Lift your heart. Stretch the front. Step to the front. Exhale. Fold. Bow. Exhale. Exhale more. 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 Inhale. Big breath. Arms up. Shoulders away from ears. Get taller. Exhale. Hands to your heart. Proud chest. Hands down. Inhale. Arms up. Breathe up. Exhale, bow forward. Inhale, left leg. Hold your breath. Exhale, excuse me, hold your breath, plank. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Lower down, excuse me, back. Inhale, cobra. Ankles close. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot forward. Inhale. Look up, step to the front, exhale. Notice if your breath is jerky. Notice if the movements are jerky. Smooth it out. Inhale, arms up, smoothly breathe in. Smoothly lift up, smoothly lean back. Exhale, smoothly exhale. Eyes forward, hands down. Inhale, arms lift up, contract your thighs. Lift heart, lean back. Exhale, bow forward. Empty the lungs all the way, forehead to your shins. Inhale, right leg backwards, high on your fingertips. Soft gaze, look upwards with soft eyes. Hold your breath, high plank. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Hips down last, point your toes. Inhale, cobra. Feel your back muscles more than your arms. Downward dog, exhale. Press backwards, spread your fingers. Right foot steps forward. Inhale, left knee down. Nice long spine. That's beautiful, you guys. Step to the front, bow down. Try not to just default to the old pattern. Stay present. Inhale, arms lift up. Breathe in, lean backwards, lift up. Hands to your heart, exhale, ground. Last set. Inhale, arms up, breathe in. Let's hear the Ujjayi. Exhale, hold. That's amazing. Inhale, left leg back. Knee down, lift your heart, look up. Hold your breath, plank. Exhale, Ujjayi. Knees, chest, chin. Breath control equals energy control. Inhale, cobra. Squeeze your ankles together, shoulders backwards. Exhale, downward facing dog. Stretch the back body. Inhale, left foot forward. All in one movement, sink your hips. Look up, shoulders away from your ears, chin up. Step to the front, exhale, hold. Draw your belly in a little bit, go deeper. Inhale, stand up, breathe up. Lean backwards, touch your palms. Bow forward all the way, right into the next one. Fold, fold, fold. Inhale, right leg back. Light on your fingers, sink your hips, look up. Hold your breath, plank. Then exhale, knees, chest, chin, look forward. Elbows in close, hips down again. Inhale, cobra. Lift your heart, beautiful flower. Press back, downward dog. Finish exhaling. Inhale, right leg forward, last one. Knee down, sink hips, look up. You're amazing. Step to the front, exhale, hold. Stretch your whole back body. Inhale, stand. Breathe up, lift up, lean backwards, hands to your heart. Exhale. Bring your hands down to the side, just look softly, one point forward. Everyone, nice proud posture. Full breath in. Notice what you're feeling. Notice everything you're feeling. Bring your feet together. Inhale, arms lift up over your head. Interlace your fingers. Release your index, thumbs crossed. Stretch up, hug in. Inhale, lengthen. And come left and right just a few times while you're breathing. And every time you cross the center, get taller. So try to get taller and taller and taller each time. The intention to get tall will naturally undo little kinks in the body. The intention to breathe deeper, naturally undoing little kinks in the consciousness. It's all connected. Stop in the middle, look forward, grounding through your feet. Inhale, let's get lifted, and come out to your left-hand side. Slide your hips out to the right-hand side. Look straight forward. Bring the weight into your heels a little more. The whole body weight comes back into the heels. Contract your thigh muscles. Deep breath. Square your hips to the front of the room so the right hip comes forward. And bring your left shoulder forward, forward, but the right hip forward. Lift up through your heart so you're nice and long. And see if you can even lift out of the side waist. Push your hip to the right more. Upper body to the left for three, beautiful half moon. Two, stand up straight. Inhale, switch the grip of the hands. Get long, inhale, you're doing great. Come out to your right hand side. Push your hips equally out to the left hand side. Love the control of your breath, that is really meditative. I love that you're honoring your body. So just as your neighbor is going deeper, taking a break if you need to. Squeezing both of your legs strong. Bring the weight into your heels. Slightly tuck your tailbone down. Slightly draw your belly in. Feel the breath in your chest always expanding. Squeeze your elbows in closer. See if you can lengthen through your spine and then push your hips to the left. For three, slide the hips left. Two, stretching the whole side body.
And come up. Awesome.
Good holds.
Lift up. Option to stay here, more challenging, or bring your hands on your lower back. A little break for you. Yeah, so if you're choosing the more challenging option, hands up. Inhale, lift. Elbows closer. Push your hips forward to the front. Breathe and lengthen your spine. Press down through both of your feet. Contract your thighs a little bit. Start to look up and backwards with your eyes. Close your lips. Close your lips. Notice where the mind goes. Just be present with what you're doing. Feeling the back bend. Feeling the grounding. Breathe into the front of your heart. Breathe right there. For three. Hips go forward. Engage. Two. Drop the head back. Arms reach backwards. And then come on up. Inhale. Hands to the side. Just let everything hang, but press and stand tall right up to the chest. Bend your knees. Reach your arms down to the floor. So take a moment here, let your head hang, and just shake things out. Shake out the shoulders. Let's do a nice big claw. Full breath in. Squeeze your chest against your knees, no gap. Bend your knees a little more. Reach behind your legs with your feet together and step on your hands. Fingers looking underneath the back of the heels. So step on your fingers. Flip your hands like this. Wrap your elbows closer, create a clasp, and begin lifting your hips to the ceiling. But don't let your elbows slip apart. Get your elbows behind your calves even more. So it's not your side feet, it's the back of your feet. Not the side, the back of your legs. Yes. Compressing your organs. Pull on your heels, everyone. Let's hear a nice deep ujjayi breath. It's more challenging here. Press your forehead directly against your shins. Shoulders away from your ears. Engage your thighs. Wrap your elbows even closer. Long, deep, ujjayi. Long breath. Last exhale, stretching the whole back body, compressing the front body, and release. Let it go. Arms forward and up. Stand all the way up to the sky. Full breath in. Healthy spine. Exhale, hands to your heart. Very good work. Bring your feet together. Bend your knees enough. Bring your fingers down next to your baby toes and sit your hips all the way down like you're sitting in a chair. See if you can get your hips low as your knees and now bring the weight back to your heels. Keep your legs in this position. Reach your arms forward and upwards, but keep your hips nice and low. Bring your chest diagonally up to the sky, arms diagonally up. Beautiful work. Connect your pointy fingers and thumbs, Gyan Mudra. Look up diagonally through your hands. Full breath, focus, and concentrate. Weight in your heels. Slightly tuck your tailbone. Feel that inner core grab the energy of the earth. Every inhale, lengthen your spine. Every exhale, sit your hips back more for three. So challenge yourself here as low as you go. Two. Maybe smile again. Inhale. Stand all the way up. Inhale. Good work. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Bend your knees. Step your right leg a giant step out to the right. Open your arms parallel to the floor. Turn all 10 toes out to the right hand side here. All 10 toes this way. Turn your right foot to the back of the room. So we'll start with the right side version. Your left foot faces this side of the room. Left foot this way. Right foot faces the back. You got it. Inhale, lift up your spine. So nice long spine, remember? And now bend your knee a few times. Keep your back foot pressing down. Some of you need to take a wider step so that when you sink down to the edge that you saw at, your back right knee is over your right ankle. Actually look at your knee. Actually look at your knee. Is your knee over your ankle? Is the knee coming up to the side? Very good. Stay here. Reach out to the side. Bring your right elbow on your right knee. Reach your left arm up to the ceiling. Sink your hips low. Lift up your chest. So let's get some good breath into that side. Option is to stay here. Look up and lengthen your spine. Tuck your chin a bit. Option is to open the right hand outside of your right foot on the floor. Just your fingertips touch the floor. Outside your right foot. Outside your foot. Outside your foot. Outside your foot. Reach your left arm to the back of the room. Diagonally. Turn the palm of your left hand facing the floor and a spiral from your back foot pressing down all the way up through the fingers. Draw your shoulders away from the ears. Press your right knee into the right arm together. Breathe with Ujjayi breath. And at the end, turn your chest open to the side. Come back to warrior two. Keep your leg bent. Sit a little bit deeper, just for a moment. Keep your arms parallel. Straighten your right leg. Keep your arms parallel. Turn the right foot to the left. Turn your left foot to the front. Inhale. Prepare yourself. Bend your knee a few times, nice and strong. So let's keep equal weight in both of your feet. So really be aware, where do you feel the weight of the pose? Stop when you sit nice and low. Look at your left knee. Make sure that your knee is over your ankle and your knee is straight. Your spine is directly over your hips. Knee back. There you go. Inhale, lengthen spine. Reach forward, left elbow on left knee. Keep your legs unbudged with strength. Right arm to the ceiling. Look up to your right hand. Take a moment, yogis. Breathe. Make your breath a little more important than the posture. Now you can stay here, or left hand to the floor, outside your left foot. Your forearm is parallel to your shin. Reach your right arm to the back of the room, extended side angle, nice and active energy in your left hand. Turn your right pinky finger to the floor, spiraling all the way, the shoulder comes back, and then straighten the elbow longer. Press down the outer edge of your right back foot. Press down your foot. Gently sucking your lower belly. Press your left knee against your left arm. Stretching the whole right side of the body, right arm stretching forward, and twist the heart open. Come to warrior two. Inhale, sit deep into your warrior. Straighten your left leg. Bring your hands onto your hips. Turn all 10 toes this way. Awesome. Turn your toes out to the side. So toes on an outward facing angle, like a V. Feet like a V. Inhale, reach your arms up. Spread your fingers like you're holding a beach ball, holding a sun energy, and then bend down nice and low. Press your knees out wider and lift all 10 toes. Feel your arches active. Close your lips, breathe deeply. And just practice. On inhale, lengthen your spine. On exhale, sink your hips. Do that on your own, 3 breaths. On inhale, lengthen your spine. Relax your face. Let go of the drama in the face. Let go of the resistance in the mind. Let the pose happen. It's good for you. You know it's good for you. Tuck your tailbone down. Lift your toes. Knees back. Very good. Hands on your knees. Stay low in the pose. So, keep your arms straight. And just kind of like lean. Like totally kind of go like a basket now. Pressing the knees out. And then turning to to the left side. Press open your knees while lifting your heart. Both arms are straight.
Breathe here. So good. Twisting the spine
while opening your hips. Turning your eyes. Lift your heart into the pose a little bit more. And just really let the shoulders be stretched as you twist. So good for the shoulder girdle. And then look forward. Breathe in. And then twist to the other side. Breathe here. Let your hips be heavier and totally straighten your arms. So it's like you're kind of hanging in to the shoulders with your arms straight. Both elbows straight. Let's feel that. Really good one. Take one more breath. Let the hips be pushed open a little more. And then look forward. Inhale. Hands to the floor. Straighten all 10 toes forward. Halfway lift, lengthen your spine. Turn your toes inward, heels wider. So now the toes are closer, heels are wider. Toes closer, heels wider. Engage your thighs, press down firmly through your feet, and start reaching your head towards the floor. Hands flat on the floor one day. Keep the weight of the pose in your feet. Everyone keep breathing. Walk your hands back in line with the heels, fingers facing forward. Press your forehead towards the floor. Press your hips towards the sky. Take three deep breaths here. Just experience the pose. Going a little deeper on every breath. If your head touches the floor, take a shorter set. It's no longer challenging for you. Shoulders away from the ears. And now, if your head is on the floor, actually press down your head to reach your neck, your tailbone. So you're lengthening the inversion of your neck. Inhale, halfway lengthen. All right. Stay here for a moment. Turn your right foot diagonally outwards to the back. Keep your left leg straight. Bend your right knee. Start bringing the whole body weight over to the right side. And then turn your left toes, foot up off the floor. Sink all the way down. Use your hands. And if you can, actually sit on the floor with your right hip right close to your right heel. Your left leg straight with the left toes facing upwards. Very good. Use your hands if you need to. Maybe you're holding forward. Maybe the hands are behind you. Go a little deeper. Reach your right arm forward. And with the straight arm, press the arm back against the right knee. And then press your right palm on the floor, diagonally away from you. Reach your left arm straight up to the sky. Look up at your left hand. Both work to get your right hip on the floor for this one. Create Yan Mudra with your upper hand. Point your finger in front of the neck. Take three breaths, find Ujjayi breath. Reach your eyes up. Reach your mind up. Relax your forehead. Press back into your right knee while lifting your heart. Take one more breath. Lift and even twist backwards. Hands to the floor. And let's come to the other side. Hands down. Lift your hips up. Breathe in. Bring your left foot out. Bend your knee. Bring your whole left hip down close to your left heel. Your right leg stays straight. Turn the right foot up off the floor. Sit your right hip on the floor. No cell phones in class, brother. Put your phone away, please. No cell phones in class. Put your phone away. Hey, brother. Yeah. Hey, man. Keep with your phone away. Yeah, thanks. Lay down if you need to. Just be present. Press your left arm forward, and then press your left arm against the front of your left leg. Press it backwards, and then press the left arm down into the floor. Sit down into your hips. Reach your right arm to the ceiling. Look up to the sky. Create Kyan Mudra with your upper hand. 20 finger your thumb. And now, refine even more. How's your Ujjayi breath? Inhale sound, reach your fingertips higher. Press down your bottom hand, press down your hips. Tuck your tailbone, suck your belly in. Last one. Inhale, lift up, lean backwards. Hands to the floor, let it go. Push your hips up, still facing the side of the room. Toes face forward, bend your knees. Stand all the way up, inhale, arms lift. Turn to the front, step to the front, hands to heart center.
Hands down to the side. Full breath in, full breath out. Amazing. Energy flows. Inhale, both arms to the sky. Bring your right elbow underneath your left elbow. Wrap it all the way around. I'm going to give our joints some sweet love in here. Interlace your fingers, palms together, and then pull your elbows down, squeezing down, so compressing your shoulder joints. Sit your hips down low. Shift the weight to your left leg and lift your right leg all the way up and over. Look forward at one spot for balance. If you can, wrap your upper foot all the way around your calf muscles. Look straight ahead and start leaning backwards. So this one, it's not a forward fold. Can you get your back leaning so much backwards like you're leaning against a wall? But keep looking forward. Pull your elbows down more. Feel compression in your shoulders. Breathe Ujjayi into the shoulders. Bring your knees to the right a little more. Sit your hips down, open up the hip girdle, and in the last moment, lift your heart while pulling the elbows down. And then release. Feet down, inhale, arms all the way up, fresh blood. Let's do the other side. Left arm underneath. Interlace your fingers. That's the other side, right? Yeah? Okay, good. Pull your elbows down. Look straight. Bend your knees. Shift the weight to the right. Calmly. Don't rush. Big misconception in yoga that the more poses we get, the better. I'm going to drop that. Go deeper into each individual posture. There's many layers to every pose. Observe how your mind, your body, your breath interacts. Learn about yourself in every posture. Lean your upper body backwards. Pull the elbows down. Squeeze your thighs more together into one. Sit your hips lower over time. In the last moments of the pose, pull your elbows down close to your belly button, but lift your heart up like a back bend. Little smile. And then release. Amazing. Inhale, arms lift up. Hands to heart, centering. Notice there's a centering action between each set. And then the last, standing pose. Shift your body weight to your right side leg. Stand tall. Lift up your left knee. Turn your knee out to the side. You can hold your ankle if you need to. And bring the foot right up high to the inner thigh. Squeeze in to the central trunk. Squeeze into the midline. When you feel balanced, one hand up, then the other. Check your Ujjayi breath here. Make the ocean wave underneath the surface, purifying the mind and the body powerfully, but also gently. Shoulders back. Squeeze the center. Tuck your tailbone down. Lean into your heel a little more. And lengthen. Meditate here for one breath. Can you lengthen your spine? Calmly release. Left leg down. Look forward. Lift up right leg. Turn it out to the side. Get it. Mindful of your knee here, guys. Squeeze. Foot in. Long breath in. Long breath out. Almost to the floor. One hand up, and then the other. Look
straight ahead, create a point of focus with your mind. For two or three breaths, be so focused that you become the tree pose. There's nothing else. Relax your eyes. Squeeze the midline. Lean into your heel a little more. Press your bottom leg straighter. Lengthen your spine. And release the pose.
Awesome. Step your feet wider.
Heels on your mat, toes wider. Inhale, arms lift. Squat down, exhale.
Inhale all the way up.
You might have to stagger yourself. Sorry, I didn't say that before. Exhale down. Now I'll leave it to you. Do eight more. How big can you breathe? You can go at different paces. That's fine. Find your pace. Try to stay leaning backwards as much as you can. Keep equal weight in both of your feet. You're working on the left and right hemispheres of the body. When you inhale up, tilt your eyes to the sky. When you exhale down, glide the eyes to the floor, but keep your crown high. Crown high. What feels like eight, come to a squat. Beautiful. Three. Let's meet in a squat now, even if you're not done, that's fine. Press your hips open more. Lean back a little bit. Two. Very good. And one. Challenge for you. This will be for some of us. Some of us, just enjoy. Be happy for your neighbors. Lift your hips higher, but keep your knees bent. Hips high, but keep the knees bent. Walk your arms as far back as you can underneath. Walk your arms and chest as far back as you can. Wiggle your shoulders past your knees. Keep your hips up. Press your hands into the back of your ankles to get deeper. Keep your hips higher than your knees. Now you can stay here and enjoy. How's the ujjayi? Or a challenge. Fingers face forward behind you. Fingers face me. Fingers face me. Lean back so you can sit on the hands. Bend your elbows so you can sit on the back of your upper arms. Keep breathing. Mindful breath. Lift your chest. Hug your legs to the midline. See if you can cross your ankles together. Oh yeah. Keep breathing. And now, if you want to go even deeper, lift your hips backwards while kicking both legs forwards, stretching the legs wider. Dikibhasana, but lift your hips backwards. Spread your toes. Spread your toes. Deep breath. And let's release the pose. Sit on your hips, legs forward. Good work, everyone. Press down through your palms. Lift up through your spine. Shoulders back, flex toes, nice and long. And now let's lift it up even more. Lean your upper body back, bend your knees. You can stay here holding the knees, option one, and just work on lifting the feet a little bit off the floor. Over time, keep your legs there, release your hands. How's the ujjayi? Over time, straight legs, feet parallel to your knees. Lift your spine, so long spine. Same condition in every pose. And if you feel steady here, straight legs, point your toes. Five. Let's all breathe 1% louder. Breathe 1% louder. I want you to find that your breath gives you strength. It gives you focus. Four.
3. Relax your jaw. Let the heat ripple through you. 2. Last one. Inhale. Squeeze your legs closer. Feet to the floor. Loosely wrap around. Hold your wrist. Let your head hang. Long breath in. Long breath out. Amazing. Cross your legs. Come forward. Downward facing dog. If handstand is in your practice, for one breath, without any drama, come right up into a graceful handstand. Don't get into jerky kicking. Breathe as you do this. One breath. Press down the earth, not headstand, handstand. Yeah, strong, strong. Come back to downward facing dog. Good work. Leave the pose behind. Leave it behind. It's done. Inhale, high plank position. Bring your right hand underneath your chest. Squeeze your legs together into one leg. Slowly turn on the outer edge of your right foot. Reach your left arm to the ceiling. You can have your left foot on the floor in front of you, but keep your right leg straight. 3. Spread your bottom hand, upper hand, beyond mudra. Lift your hips higher. It feels like the breath got quiet there. How you doing? How you doing? Maybe don't go so deep in the pose, because then it just becomes a physical practice. Inhale, lift up, hands down, calmly shift to the other side. Master your Ujjayi breath. Fill the pose from bottom to top. Maybe the right foot is on the floor in front of you. Lift your hips, hands to the floor. Inhale, knees, chest, and chin to the floor. Stay here with your heart and chin on the floor. Close your eyes. Walk your knees a little closer so your hips come higher, but keep your chest on the floor. Close your eyes. Notice what you're feeling. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Shoulders back, elbows in. Let your throat relax a little more. Let your shoulders relax back. Come forward. Very good. Straighten your legs, hips on the floor. Forehead to the floor for a moment. Reach your arms straight ahead of you. You're doing great. Almost done. Almost done. Palms facing in towards each other. Spread your toes and spread your fingers. Get long and now lift your arms off the floor. Lift your chest off the floor. Lift your legs off the floor. Everyone in the room, let's do, breathe louder. Everyone in the room, that means you personally. Your mind could wander for 1,000 yoga classes. The moment you choose to take a breath, you get present. For 3. Notice that power. It was always there. You can go deeper. Last one. Inhale, lift. Release down. Amazing. Look to the right-hand side. Left ear on the floor. Close your eyes. Take a full breath in. Big ha. Turn your head to the left. Full breath in. Come back to child's pose. Knees wider, send your hips back to your heels.
Reach your arms forward and let your forehead hang to the floor. Relax your elbows. Breathe into your back. Just let everything go loose here. Let everything go. Is this a possibility? This pose? Always honor where you are. Not comparing with the body you had yesterday. Not competing with the body of the future that doesn't exist yet. Be present. Just try your best. Deep breath in. Deep exhale. Exhale. Come up, standing on your knees. You're doing fantastic, everyone. Amazing focus. Point your toes to the back of the room. Bring your hands on your lower back. Camel pose, Ustrasana. Press down the tops of your feet like you're making a top footprint on the floor. Sink your hips forward. Roll your shoulders up and back. Relax your face. Notice if a little too much seriousness got in. And then inhale, lifting your heart. Close your lips. Start reaching your eyes to the back of the room softly. Eyes are open. Eyes are open. If you can see the back of the room comfortably, grab your feet one hand at a time. This is a free antidepressant. Free antidepressant here. Breathe into your heart. Let's open up all those heart lines. Breathe. Strengthen your heart. Open your lungs. Shoulders away from your ears, holding firmly on your feet. Let your head drop back at the end, letting the whole neck stretch as you push the hips forward at the end. Inhale, exhale. Hands on your lower back. Inhale, come up. Sit on your heels, or you can take child's pose again. If your spine feels incredibly open, come into Sasandhasana, the rabbit pose, holding the back heels with your feet together. If you know the rabbit pose, come into it. Yeah? Long breath in, forehead to your shins. Breathe into the space in your back. Have more of the weight on your knees. Less weight on your head, more in the knees. Suck your belly in. Lift your hips. Little smile. Child's pose. Let it all go. Good work. Inhale, sit up. Bring your hips out to one side, left side. Keep your bottom leg the way it is. Bring your right leg up, over, around. So the sole of your right foot is on the floor next to your left knee. If this is unavailable, have the bottom leg straight, but try your best here. Sink both hips to the floor. All of this will come with practice. When I started yoga, I was literally a meter away from touching my toes. I used to get so much in the mind, so hard on myself. And over time, breath after breath, it's like a clearing. And my teacher used to say, if you have accumulated negative patterns, if you've been watching crappy media, eating bad food, being hard on yourself for 30 years, it's not going to go away in one day, right? You need to be honest with yourself, allow what you're feeling, and move slowly, baby steps with intention over time. Guaranteed with your practice, you'll start to feel more ease, start to feel more positive, all of that stuff. So that helps with anyone, maybe in the little negative dialogue. Bring your left hand behind. Right hand behind you. Inhale, left arm to the sky. Lift up. Twist outside the right. Press your elbow outside the outer knee if you can, or
actually reach down and hold your knee on the front. Back hand comes closer, press down. On your inhale, sit up tall. Let's breathe into the accordion of the chest. On your exhale, twist. Shoulders away from your ears. Turn your chin and look to the right. On your inhale, press both hips down. Lift through your central spine. Last inhale, sit up straighter, take a delicious breath here. Twist to the right, exhale, twist to the right, exhale, twist, and then come forward. Lengthen your spine, twist to the left, a little counter twist. Lean backwards, switch your legs. Have your ankle closer to your knee joint, not on your thigh. Closer, farther away from you to the knee joint. Left hand behind you. Both hips on the floor. Inhale, right arm up. Breathe in. And twist outside. Pressing against the knee. Or perhaps grabbing your right knee with your right hand outside. Bring your back hand closer to you. On your inhalation, ground both of your hips. And as you breathe in, lift your spine. Feel an expanding balloon. Shoulders away from your ears, lift your crown. On your exhale, twist to the left. Press against your knee. Refine your Ujjayi breath as much as you can. As much as you can. Relax your mind and twist. Bringing out the spine, twist. Twist. Last one, twist. Inhale, forward, lengthen, and counter twist to the right. Excellent work. Both legs to the front. Sit up tall. Bend your knees, soles of feet together, interlace the fingers underneath. Get close there, whirl in. Inhale, lift your spine up. This is a beautiful pose. Press down through your knees and reach through your spine. Nice and long. Start off long. You can bow your head at the end, but try to just take a few breaths and get really long. Breathing away from your hips. Hug your elbows in. Slight sucking in of the belly. Eyes open. Slightly forward of the direction you're going. Press down your butt. Reach your heart bone forward. Last breath here. And now, bow down. Let your head hang. Stay in the pose. Breathe. Make a little communion with Mother Earth. It's sometimes humbling to think of how much we get from the Earth, how much we get from Mother Nature. Moving away from that sense of entitlement, moving into a sense of deep gratitude for all that is given. Mother Earth is always there. Take one more deep breath. A big ha. Amazing. Inhale, sit up. Knees in. Straighten your legs. Lay back. hands down next to your hips. If you're on moon cycle, keep your hips on the floor. Legs up to the ceiling. Hold the back of your thighs. This is a beautiful pose with your hips on the floor, a sweet inversion, or gently lift to shoulder stand.
Do not turn your head right or left when you're in the pose. From shoulder stand, lift your feet as high as possible and find that upward flowing energy. So one direction is reaching upwards with your legs. Now close your eyes. Lift your chin a little bit away from your chest so there's a little space under the back of your neck. And hold your back. Hold your back. So less tension in the pose. Relax your eyes closed. And now imagine that you're feeding your brain with the freshest, nutrient-rich blood. You're allowing the energy of your physical body, the subtle prana, to flow upwards through the heart, through the throat, to the crown of your head. Ujjayi breath, long breath in, long breath out. Meditate for 30 seconds. If both legs are straight, feet are on the floor, interlace your fingers behind you. Breathe into the back of your heart. It's really good for opening the neck. Those of you who are on a computer a lot, let your knees bend next to your ears. Just let your arms relax. A little smile. Maybe open your eyes for a moment and enjoy the view. You don't usually get that view. It's so unique. So good. Hands on your lower back. To the floor, otherwise straight legs. Let's
Last inhale. Coming out of the pose.
Release your legs.
Lay down for a moment. And then hug both of your knees in. Little circles on your back, little smile, close your eyes. And give yourself a little hug here. Actually hug yourself, forehead to your knees. And then optional, give each knee a tender little kiss. An actual kiss. Release your legs. Come to final Shavasana. Excellent practice, everyone. If your back is sore, put a bolster underneath your knees. And we arrive at the most important asana, Shavasana. The dead body pose, the integration pose. Tuck your shoulders under you. Have your heels close together, almost touching. Let your feet hang apart. So your body parts are close to the midline for the traditional Shavasana. It's not a starfish. Heels almost touching, feet apart. Arms almost touching the sides, palms open. Nothing underneath your head.
Your arms. Relax your hips. Relax your shoulders. Heart, your lungs, relax your brain, relax your spirit, your soul, comfortably,
contently.
to your body. Take a deep breath in. Deep exhale. You are alive. Undoubtedly. Deep breath in. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Roll to your right hand side. Have a peaceful moment with yourself here. Come up to a seated position. And I don't usually do this. Your awareness mostly inside. Those of you in the first three rows, could you fold your mats in half or even thirds? And everyone grab a block, come up, and come close to the front. We're going to come together. Come sit knee to knee, knee to knee. We might not know each other, but we're a little yoga family for this 90 minutes. And then close your eyes when you get comfortable. It doesn't have to be perfect. Open the gates. We gave the body what it needs. Relax the mind. Now we're going to give the spirit what it craves. Close your eyes. Heart medicine. Don't try to analyze. Don't try to think about it. Just feel. Let the vibrations in your heart. The words. Shri Ram. J Ram, J Ram, which basically stands for goodness, all things good, victory. Repeat after me. Lift your heart.
Ram, J 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 Ram
one Om, three Shaktis. Deep breath in. Heart is the light of the world. Please share it. Thank you.